On college basketball last night, Iowa State couldn't finish off Texas Tech, and it proved to be costly as the 14th-ranked Cyclone squandered a 6-point lead in the final 2.5 minutes of regulation, and the Red Raiders claimed an 85-82 victory in overtime. A layup by Deontay Burton was the only field goal Iowa State could generate in the extra session. Keenan Davis provided Texas Tech with its only field goal in overtime when he banked in a 30-footer to beat the shot clock with a minute 37 remaining.
I'm not a complainer or anything. We lost. You know what I'm saying? There's nothing else to it. We shouldn't have been that close. But when you're in a game like this on the road in the Big 12, to see a shot like that go in, I mean, granted, we had chances to cut the lead and get it back. But, I mean, we lack depth right now, you know, and that's just deflating.
That's Iowa State senior forward George Niang, who called the shot a deflating shot.
And I'm not making excuses for us because we should have had that game in the bag from a while back, but you know it hurts. I mean, when you look back at the game in the locker room and you think of that play, that's like someone stabbing you in the stomach.
Iowa State falls to 6-5 in the Big 12, and the loss ends the Cyclones' 3-game road winning streak in conference play. Cyclone coach Steve Prohm:
I really sick for our guys tonight because you know they competed down here on the road and we had chances to win the game and we just didn't do it, and so. You know, we had chances, and we just didn't get it done. That's frustrating.
Deontay Burton led ISU with 20 points. Abdul Nader added 19, and the Cyclones lost despite shooting nearly 55% for the game as they fall to 17-7 overall on the season. Jeremy Morgan had a career-high 21 points, 8 rebounds, and 5 assists, and Northern Iowa beat Missouri State 83-69 last night for a fifth straight win. Matt Bohannon and Bennett Cook each scored 19 points, and Wes Washburn had 11 points and 9 assists for the Panthers. Northern Iowa never trailed, made 19 of 21 free throws, and hit 10 of 23 from beyond the arc. As they improved to 15-11, they're 7-6 now in Missouri Valley Conference play. Also in the top 25 last night, a big rally from number 15 Texas A&M, but it wasn't enough as Alabama knocked off the Aggies 63-62, their third straight loss. Also last night, Juwan Johnson scored 16 points and hit a key three-pointer with a minute 16 left in double overtime as Marquette outlasted number 20 Providence 96-91. Tulsa rallied from 8 down in the second half as they beat number 16 SMU 82-77. And also, it was number 21 Baylor beating cold-shooting Kansas State 82-72. North Carolina Hall of Fame coach Roy Williams is expected to be at the team's next practice and game following a bout with vertigo that sidelined him for part of Tuesday's win at Boston College. The 9th-ranked Tar Heels practice today and then host Pittsburgh on Sunday. The 65-year-old Williams left Tuesday's game with about 14 minutes left after collapsing momentarily in the huddle, an attack he said can be brought on by sudden head movements. He was back in his office on Wednesday. The Iowa basketball team has not won a Big Ten Conference regular season title since 1979, but the 5th-ranked Hawkeyes could take a big step toward ending that dry spell tonight when they visit Indiana. The Hawkeyes have sole possession of the league lead with a 10-1 record, and they visit a Hoosier team that's a game back at 9-2. Defense will be a key. Indiana averages 84 points per game and is shooting 51% from the field.
They move the ball, they run, they attack, they get layups. If you're shooting those kinds of numbers, you're getting layups. But they're also a good three-point shooting team for the most part. So they got your defense stretched out. There's a lot of weapons that they have, so they're a hard team to guard.
That's Iowa coach Fran McCaffrey. The Hoosiers are 13-0 at home this season.
They're playing good defense. They're sharing the ball. They're rebounding the ball. They're getting really good play from a lot of different people. Their young guys are really stepping up. When Blackman got hurt, I think everybody wondered what would happen then, but the young guys, you know, OG and Morgan are playing really well, giving them another lift.
McCaffrey says Indiana's Yogi Ferrell is one of the top point guards in the country and sets the table for his teammates. Iowa won in convincing fashion last year in Bloomington, 77-63, but McCaffrey says that will have no factor on this game.
This is a completely different team that they have in a lot of different ways, and we have a different team. So, it was great to have the experience to go down there in that environment and be successful like we were last year. I think that's a good thing. But, you know, this game will be a lot different, I think.
It'll be an 8:05 tip-off tonight at Assembly Hall, and we'll have it for you live this evening here on KJAN, starting with the pregame at 7 o'clock. Well, to his detractors, Iowa's Adam Woodbury is often viewed as the blue-chip recruit who never lived up to expectations. Those who've watched Woodbury closely in the 2015-16 season would argue that he's developed into one of the more underrated players in the Big Ten. Woodbury, a 7'1" senior, is among a handful of Hawkeyes whose career years have helped push the program into the top five in the rankings. Woodbury is averaging a career-high 8.5 points and a team-high 7.7 rebounds a game, with 4 double-doubles in his last 7 outings, while guiding a resurgent defense. Bria Holmes scored 23 points, and Lene Montgomery had 15 points and 15 rebounds, along with 3 blocked shots to help number 24 West Virginia close out Iowa State 57-47 Wednesday night in women's college hoops. The game was tied at 45-all with 3:19 left to play before West Virginia closed with a 12-2 run. Sienna Johnson led Iowa State with 19 points and 8 rebounds as the Cyclones fall to 12-11. They're 4-8 in Big 12 conference play. In football news, Iowa State wide receiver DeVario Montgomery and running back Joshua Thomas won't return to the team for next season. The Cyclones say Montgomery has been dismissed for violating team rules. Thomas intends to transfer to another school. Montgomery was fourth on the team with 27 receptions for 335 yards and 3 touchdowns last season. Thomas ran for 295 yards as a freshman, but the rise of Mike Warren, who led all freshmen nationally with 1,339 yards in 2015, likely played a role in Thomas's decision to leave the program. That is a check of sports this hour, brought to you by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.